The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. FOIA shows the government bribed OBGYNs to push poisonous COVID shot. It also reveals that the HHS paid OBGYNs to fake COVID cases as well in order to drive up the numbers. We knew they were doing this with hospitals. But it's interesting because this is new information. It's a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act, that makes it so that no one can say these are conspiracy theories. The government openly, well, at the beginning, when they were not open about this, but they pretty much open to the doctors knew they were doing this kind of thing. The hospitals knew it was open to them. But you didn't know when they first were doing this. You didn't know that people were being bribed to fake that there are massive amounts of COVID numbers and being bribed to actually poison you with a shot. But they were. But they even did it to pregnant women. And you think, no, they would draw the line there. No, these are the same people that believe in abortion. They don't care. If it's about depopulation, pregnant women would have been one of their bigger targets. They would have been targeting pregnant women. And we know from the Pfizer documents that the vaccine was the most dangerous vaccine ever created to pregnant women in the history of vaccines created that I'm aware of. I don't know of any vaccine ever created that had been more dangerous and did more harm in trials than this mRNA gene therapy bioweapon. Because it was meant to affect fertility. And it is frustrating to get new news really showing that the old news was correct. But it's very important that you hear this. I think it is. Even though you know some of this stuff, it's very important to understand. It's very important to know that they didn't even care when it's pregnant women. There was no line that they were going to draw. And I think this also, later in the report, will prove there really was no pandemic. There never was. COVID-19 was basically a fake pandemic. I do believe they created COVID-19 in a lab. I do believe they released it. But I believed it was always meant to be weak. You're not going to set off something that actually can just make people drop dead that are young or sick and just make people sick to where they die when you yourself who are setting it off could then die of that very thing. You're going to set something off that doesn't do that, but you're going to tell everyone that it does to scaremonger them so that you can get them to take a shot that will actually be the real bioweapon, setting you up for when a new virus that they release comes, and then it really will be a true pandemic to people who are vaccinated. Sadly, every single thing that I have just said has been proven to be playing out exactly the way I laid it out, exactly the way I feared it would at the very beginning. But here's the evidence. You have to see more and hear the evidence if you're listening. You can also watch this at thenewamerican.com. Thenewamerican.com, go to the video section and look for the Ben Armstrong Show. But if you're listening on, you know, iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts or something, the audio should be fine. Take a listen.
You know, how did they get so many doctors and hospitals to not, you know, to abandon their Hippocratic oath and their mission of healing people and do things that harmed people? Well, now we have the evidence that's come in to show exactly how it happened. So first of all, there's a stick. John Leake, who's the colleague of Dr. Peter McCullough on their Substack Courageous Discourse, reported yesterday that Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Paul Merrick, who are two of the truth-telling dissident doctors who've been trying to keep people alive to treat both COVID and vaccine injuries from COVID, they've been sent disciplinary letters from the licensing board, the medical licensing board. So they've been put on notice that their licenses can be taken away if they continue to tell the truth and try to save people.
Not just try to save people. They did save their patients way more than other doctors did. How dare you save your patients and not listen to us, and they didn't die by doing what we said? How dare you let them live? How dare you? We're going to discipline you for not allowing our evil agenda of depopulating the Earth to go forward. That's really, really, really what is happening. You can't make this stuff up. Folks, if I really would love to see what this disciplinary action letter was sent to them. Their patients had record number survival against the so-called COVID, and all they really had to do was use pretty much natural means, like boosting them with vitamin C and vitamin D. They could use ivermectin. They could have done many different things, but there was plenty of normal things you do and how you treat a severe cold. Really? That's all you had to do was treat it like a severe cold? Yep, that's all you had to do. That's all you ever had to do. That's it. Treat it like a severe cold, you would have been fine. Go to the hospital, you're most likely going to die. Because the CDC tricked the doctors into a protocol to where they gave them remdesivir, which shut the kidneys down, made the lungs flood, confused the doctors thinking, wow, the respiratory virus is really bad. It floods the lungs with fluids, making them put you on respirators, ventilators, and eventually dying. And I would say the vast majority, not all, on nothing's ever all, but the vast majority of people who died on ventilators, if they had just stayed home and their family members treated it like a cold, gave them vitamin B, C, D, gave them some chicken noodle soup, they'd have been alive and survived. Now, if they were on the verge of death, even before they got the sickness, well then, there might not have been anything to save them. But if they weren't on the verge of death, they probably would have survived. Even if they were elderly, they would have survived. Even the elderly had an over 90% survival rate. I mean, extreme elderly. So as long as you weren't on the verge of death. Back to Dr. Naomi Wolf.
And then on the other side, we're finding the carrots. And this is just mind-blowing. And the targeting is of babies and moms. Babies and moms. So what we learned via another truth-telling doctor, maternal fetal medicine specialist, Dr. James Thorpe, whom many of your viewers are aware, he and his wife, Maggie Thorpe, who's a lawyer, they FOIA'd communications between HHS and non-government organizations that represent obstetricians and gynecologists. And what they found in 1,400 pages of documents that were released, heavily redacted, 50% redacted.
50% redacted. She's going to give you what they found. I'm going to give you what they found. But I want you to pause at that. This is our information. This is medical stuff. Why are they redacting 50% unless it's individual client stuff, but it's not. These are to organizations. So this isn't hiding medical records of individuals or anything. They're acting like they're the FBI, which redacts things that shouldn't be redacted in and of itself. What is this redaction? This is our information. The CDC, the NIH, the HHS, all of them. The FDA, they all function on our money. It's our information. That's why a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, is always usually upheld in court, because we're supposed to be able to see this stuff. But they still give you the finger. Oh, you're going to take us to court, and even though we tried to hide this, we're still going to redact 50%. But even with 50% of the stuff redacted, and I don't know how they're getting away with redacting a single thing, the judge should have really hammered them on that. You're not the FBI. What is this? What? Sources and methods? You've got secret agents somewhere in another foreign country that are going to die if the American people know this? No, you redacted stuff because you're criminals. And because the American people know that you purposefully murdered little babies for money or for a depopulation agenda. Because that's what this information eventually leads to is they knew it was going to harm babies and pregnant women, and they did it on purpose. On purpose. And they're covering it up still to this day. There wouldn't be any redactions if they weren't covering anything up. All right, back to Dr. Naomi, where she'll explain what they found.
But even with the redactions, what they found was that HHS was paying millions and millions of dollars to NGOs that oversaw obstetricians and gynecologists in order for, and this was a contract that was signed by these organizations, in order to ensure that OBGYNs would stick to the HHS script about the safety and efficacy of the mRNA injection for pregnant women. And they did that.
Yet there is no safety and efficacy. That was all a lie. The Pfizer documents proved that. It was extremely unsafe for pregnant women. So they signed a fraudulent document. They shouldn't be held to this. The reason why it's important to know that they signed a fraudulent document and were tricked into signing it, these OBGYNs or these organizations that are above these OBGYNs that are really bringing the hammer down for money, they should know, no, you can win in court. They lied to you about safety and effectiveness. So they committed fraud. And that's important for you to know because in this contract, they make it so that if they come out this day and say, yeah, this happened and they tricked us, they have to pay the money back to the government. You see how they're using money as power? It's truly a bribe. And if you don't obey, then we're going to make you pay us if you don't obey. But if you do obey, we'll give you money. It's unbelievable. It's pure evil. Listen.
And not only that, they took the money, they spent the money. The contract apparently makes these doctors and these NGOs give the money back if the doctors start to tell the truth to pregnant women about the dangers and the actual risks, which we've abundantly documented from the War Room Daily Cloud medical research volunteers, the serious risks to babies in utero, to moms who want to get pregnant, to delivering moms, to newborn babies from the mRNA injections. They have to give the money back.
Now you know why your doctor still doesn't say anything about the vaccine. A, they'll threaten their license or something. Maybe they receive money and they're afraid they're going to have to pay it back. Doctors are just silent about it because doctors know that we're right. Every doctor that's competent knows that what I'm saying is the truth. They know. They got caught up into a scam. They are afraid. They went to school for longer than most of us would ever tolerate going to school for, and they don't want to give up what they went and worked their whole life for. They don't want to give it up. And so their attitude as a doctor is going to be this to you. If you can't figure it out on your own, I'm not going to help you in this situation. The vaccine, they're not going to want to say positive or negative. They don't want to have discussions about it. They won't want to talk about it at all in any situation. That's what they would prefer. You figure it out is what they would prefer. But a lot of people just rely on their doctors. And doctors know that, sadly. Anyways, that's the horrible situation that the FOIA documents have revealed, but it's revealed even more.
So that explains how you got all of these obstetricians and gynecologists in lockstep to lie to women and to badger women because there was, you know, millions of dollars at stake. And they were personally on the hook if they said, you know what, let me tell you about a measured risk-benefit analysis, even if they just gave them informed consent that now we know there are risks. So that's number one. Number two, when I was looking this up and doing more research, I actually found a portal by the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, which is the biggest third-party kind of lobbying group, professional organization that oversees American obstetricians and gynecologists. And starting as early as 2020, if you were an OBGYN, all you had to do was fill out a form on the portal and you would get money delivered to you directly from HHS. And they were talking $16 billion. But what you had to do was attest that your patients had COVID, as a primary diagnosis. But if your patient was pregnant, it could be a secondary diagnosis. And this was 2020, right? So meaning you have a pregnant patient, she is vomiting a lot from morning sickness. That's her primary diagnosis, or she has preeclampsia, something totally unrelated to COVID. You wouldn't get the money unless you secondarily said, oh, she also has COVID. Then you got the money.
That is the 100% proof that this whole pandemic was fake and a fraud. They did this at the hospitals as well. They paid hospitals to classify people as COVID patients because there were no COVID patients hardly at all. There were some, but hardly any. Most of them would have just been diagnosed as the common cold. Most of them probably were just the common cold. Many people got killed for having the common cold by going into a hospital for a common cold and ended up dead. That's not a joke. That really happened. Remdesivir did it to him. You better find out if your relative who was healthy went into a hospital and ended up dead. Hopefully you can backtrack and find out, get the medical records and see if they gave them remdesivir. You should be able to sue like crazy. Remdesivir does not have exemption. Remember, they gave Pfizer the vaccine exemption from lawsuits. Remdesivir doesn't have an exemption from lawsuits. If those hospitals gave your relative remdesivir, you should be looking into it and contacting lawyers immediately. It's ridiculous how bad they did this. But so here's the thing. It sounds like sometimes it's a contradiction when I say this. There was no pandemic. And then I say COVID-19 came from the Wuhan lab. No, both are true. They were working on a virus, but they did not want to release something potent that really is something that would act like the Black Plague, like the media wanted to, because they could die from it. So you release something that you know is just basically a common cold, something that you can scaremonger people into thinking it's something way worse than it actually is. That's what they did. So something not nearly as bad as what they tried to make it seem. Then you scaremonger everyone, and then that way everyone lines up because they think the Black Plague is out there and you've got the cure to the Black Plague in a shot. You line up for the shot. And what is the shot designed to do? It's a three-step plan. Damage your immune system. Also attack fertility because they're trying to depopulate. And A, you get two in one. You get a lot more than that with this. This bioweapon is like the ultimate bioweapon ever made. It damages the immune system. People can die of all sorts of different things because whatever your weakness is as a human being, and everybody has different weaknesses, it's going to probably come out by getting the jab. Like if you have weakness for cancer or cancer just starting to spread in you, you get the shot, you could become a super spreader. A cancer that spreads super fast in you. Because you're damaging your immune system. So anything that you're susceptible to can get you. Secondly, it damages the lipid nanoparticles. That's the spike protein and stuff. The lipid nanoparticles that they encased it in were toxic and poisonous and cross the blood-brain barrier, cross into organs, cause inflammation, cause all sorts of myocarditis, all sorts of things from the lipid nanoparticles. You have that going on. Then you have, after they're done with this, and that will damage the lipid nanoparticles, is really what damages the reproductive organs in men and women. The lipid nanoparticles does it to both. So now you're causing people to be infertile. So you don't have to kill those people because they can't reproduce. You don't have to, but they did take the jab. And then to really put it over the top, you've also set it up that now people have compromised immune systems. You've proven in the labs with your animal studies that if you release something very similar to SARS, something very similar to the spike proteins that's being made in these people's bodies and that you train their bodies through the vaccine to basically ignore, actually. You release something similar to that, but much more powerful, something that's a super strong killer flu. You who are unvaccinated will get the flu and survive. The people who are vaccinated might not survive. Some of them might, but many of them won't. And that would be the final stage. And I think China is about to implement that final stage on America. I really, really do. all the signs are there. The capability is there. All the steps it takes to pull this type of bioweapon attack on America has already taken place. All the other steps have already happened. The only thing that hasn't happened is a similar virus, and we're not talking about something that is mutated. The mutated viruses always get weaker. So if something comes along and they say it's similar to COVID and it's way stronger, that's abnormal. That doesn't happen in nature. That means that's a bioweapon release. So if something similar comes along and it's super deadly and strong, that's your release. You'll know. If they say this is like COVID, but it's wiping people out like a massive killer flu, then you'll know. Oh, they released that. That's how you'll know. Because if it's a variant, it would be even less deadly than anything that came before it. It might be more catchy, but you'd basically only get a runny nose. A little bit more from Dr. Naomi Wolf before the show has to end. And I'll squeeze as much as I can in because there's a lot more I could give you, but let me see what I can get to. Here we go.
Which leads us again to questioning the whole data-based reality of this whole quote-unquote pandemic, which is all of these physicians, obstetricians, gynecologists were financially incentivized starting in 2020 to spin up, to document, even if it didn't really exist, a ton of COVID cases. And then in 2021, they were financially incentivized. And to this day, they're not only incentivized, but financially punished, incentivized for telling lies to pregnant women about how safe and effective the mRNA vaccine is for them, and punished financially for telling pregnant women the truth to this very day.
It's horrible. Don't forget, they really did fake the pandemic. I remember I reported on this. Todd Starnes, who's a famous commentator, went to the New York hospitals that were supposedly being overrun. Todd Starnes, this is not an insignificant person. He put his whole reputation on the line, recorded from his own cell phone how just 2 hours earlier they had a local report, news report of the emergency rooms being overrun in New York City. This is when it all first happened. But there were side cameras that showed, oh, that local news report was telling people to get in line for their shot to make it seem like it was overrun when it really wasn't. And Todd Starnes, 2 hours later, was showing all those people were gone. There was no one in the emergency room. There was no hospitals being overrun. It was all a lie. And at first, I didn't know if it was all a lie or not. But when Todd Starnes posted it, I thought, oh, my gosh, Todd Starnes isn't a liar. This has to be true. And then I realized, you know what really proves it was fake? Is when they begged for all those ventilators, which they didn't have to use. Trump did a pop-up tent hospital and brought in the ships. He was going to bring in two. He brought in the one ship. They were going to bring in a second one, I believe. They brought in the ship. Do you know that tent pop, giant tent hospital? And the ship, not one bed was ever used for overflow. I thought the hospitals were overrun in New York. Not one bed was ever used because they weren't overrun. You know what they were doing? They were sending every patient to the COVID ward. So the nurses would testify, oh my gosh, I got more patients than ever before. That's because if you came in with anything, a broken arm, you were said to have had COVID as well, and they sent them to the COVID unit. So the COVID unit saw every single patient there was. And then the nurses would say, oh, we're overwhelmed. Why did they see every patient there was? Because every time they labeled a patient, a COVID patient, they could make up to $100,000 per patient. That's why. Now you know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.